Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Election, you don't just steal an election and we're going to sit here and go, okay, let's wait for 2020 or let's wait for 2024. I'll tell you what, it's Trump 2021.
Blame it all on me. I was never left. He's already, he's the 19th president of the Republic. Trump you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
Is there anything specific you want him to address tonight?
I want to him to address when he's going to come forth and say, I am, so that everybody will wake up and we can get this country back, the constitutional republic of 1776. That's what I've, and it will happen soon because God is in this and God wins.
Well, let's jump in here. The moment of truth, the big lie, is finally here.
That's right. Limber up, because tonight we're straddling realities as the moment your worst neighbor has been waiting for has arrived.
Now, according to our online sources' voices in their heads, the Supreme Court is about to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and reinstate Donald Trump as president.
Let's throw up the countdown clock.
Wow, it's too loud. It's way loud.
It's going to do that every second?
Yeah, just kill it. Just kill the sound, I would say. Okay, great. Great, that's better. Now let's go to Hot Takes' Bonnie Davis, who's on location in Washington awaiting Donald Trump's emotional homecoming to a home he actively hates. Bonnie, what's it like down there at the future scene of the crime?
Hola, James. Everyone else must be late because they're getting matching swastika tattoos on their foreheads. Once the countdown clock hits zero, onlookers expect to be dazzled by Trump's motorcade hauling ass up Pennsylvania Avenue with a naked Ted Cruz using his legs as windshield wipers. Mitt Romney riding in the back seat of an open-top 1961 Lincoln Continental with Jackie Romney riding next to him. And musical performances by country singers no one's ever heard of. Then, if you're lucky, the newly minted President Trump will get out of his limo and, in full view, finally f***ing an American flag. Back to you, James.
Thanks, Bonnie. I'm looking forward to finding out which COVID variant will emerge from this event.
Bonnie, say hi to my Uncle Ricky. He's been hanging around the Capitol since the insurrection because he blew his bus money on a crossbow.
Oh, come on! I'm not doing that. I got work to do, Tyler.
I say hi to your uncles all the time.
That's different. Uncle Lonnie's cool as shit.
Uncle Lonnie sucks.
Trump would be president right now if it weren't for the fact that Clarence Thomas is kind of holding everything up. He's been in the bathroom.
Because he's got a
real
bad
belly ache.
Because
he ate something bad.
He can't vote from the toilet.
That's what they're trying to figure out.
We reached under the stall and tried to ask. We lifted up finger one or two, and he kind of kicked
he
our
told us not
fingers
to lift
away.
Our
so
fingers
still
the
trying
stall.
To get some more
yeah.
info.
How are the other Supreme Court justices reacting to this news?
Kagan knocked on the door.
Oh, okay.
And
she knocked on
like,
the door.
All good in there?
Hey, are you okay? Are you good? Amy Coney Barrett, on the other hand, she ate the same thing. She's feeling a little messed up.
Yeah,
but she was still able to vote.
Thing. And she was like, and now am I going to have to go to the bathroom too? And another aspect of this is just sort of, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to hear the other aspect of this.
Oh, well, that's perfect, because the other aspect of this was, in fact, that going off of the embarrassment thing.
Oh.
Sorry, Kylie, did you say something?
No, I just said I'm just being an active listener. If you're going to beg me, I will single-handedly stop Trump from being reinstated as president.
Oh, we were actually just going to do this thing
where... Seriously, James, I can do it. I present to you now Kylie Weaver's ultimate Donald Trump insult, 100% guaranteed to block his reinstatement.
Don't do it, Kylie! It's too much for one tiny soul to bear.
My spiritualist says I was Moses in a past life. It's time for me to lead. Simone Biles, hold my beer. President Dimwit, abominable Don Ubel, impeached for high kafifis and misdemeanors because they were stupid, Cheeto Finger and Cheeto Toe having Cheeto-skinned recipient of a bone Cheetro transplant, which is when your bone marrow is replaced with Cheetos, hotel bankrupting hoarder of hamburgers with a side of treason fries topped with extra Russian dressing because Russia, but hold the popular vote since he's democracy intolerant, not my ex-president, since that would imply he was ever my president in the first place.
Number in the monkey.
working on the timing, so work with me. In 2021, we took a little trip to Washington, D.C. We went on January 6th. We took a lot of MAGA hats to honor Donald Trump. A million loyal patriots were there to drain the swamp. To fire tear gas, but we the people kept coming. Peacefully meet on the lawn, we did go. They opened the gates and they let us all come in. We came to stop the steal and get rid of Sleepy Joe. We looked on the steps and we'd see a people come. There must have been 100 of them looking kind of dumb. They broke the glass and they forced our asses in. We stood behind the barricades and kept moving in. Kept moving in. Fire tear gas, we the people kept coming. Peacefully meet on the lawn, we did go. They opened the gates and they let us all come in. We came to stop the steal and get rid of Sleepy Joe. I'm gonna tell it, kids.
Yeah!
Media said we could form with our lies. We say it was a riot by some white old angry guys. We all know better because we saw their faces well. We rolled up our sleeves and we really gave them well. Fake news called it an awful insurrection. But history will know it as the truth that I've told. We came from all over to protest a bad election. From the northern border to the wall of Mexico.
Yeah!
Who here is absolutely certain that Trump will be reinstated? Great, okay. Barbara, you did jazz hands. Why do you think he'll be reinstated with such certainty?
I just feel like he's waiting in the wings and putting all his pieces together. And at the right moment, he's going to strike. Almost like a chess match.
Okay.
You know, he's got to stay quiet until the time is right.
It'll be interesting to see if he takes that first step of being quiet. So Mike Lindell is currently doing a cyber symposium. Do you think that that is what is going to finally bring the truth out?
Without a doubt. Without it is, I've watched it already the first 2 days and so much truth is coming out. It's shocking and would give you chills if mainstream media would air this to the public.
Just forget about the evidence. If I'm right that China took our country right now, do you care? Would that bother you? Would that bother you?
But you have to show the proof, right?
No, would that bother you?
Of course it would.
Okay, then why do you think I keep going? Do you think I like getting attacked?
Lindell ultimately didn't produce the data to prove his claim the election was stolen by China.
I think the guy makes a wonderful pillow, but I wish some of this information would have been organized a little better.
Lindell invited the media and cyber experts to the symposium to vet his claims. We went along and brought Harry Hursty, a world-renowned cyber and voting machines expert.
Were you given any data at all from the 2020 election? Anything useful, anything that would show any sort of fraud?
We were not given any kind of raw data which we would even be able to ask to start to look in that.
But if your stuff is legit, if the data is legit, wouldn't it be better for you to hand it over to as many cyber experts as possible?
You know why? I'll give you the answer. Because I've been told that they can go out there and corrupt it and make fake stuff and put fake news out. So I don't need your people to go out and doctor the evidence and put out on Mike Lindell's a conspiracy theory.
But you have been saying for months, media, experts, everybody, no, come see the data.
We're showing it right on screen right now. So you can't sit here and do a hit piece when it's on screen right now.
To your knowledge, was anything on those screens proof of Lindell's claims that the election had been stolen?
Based on everything we found, that is meaningless. There was nothing there you can compare to draw any conclusions.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a computer guy. I don't know what most of this stuff means, but I've been researching this election since November 3rd. But the CNNs of the world, you guys need to start reporting this and stop fact-checking it.
Sorry, but the mainstream media is trying really hard to be respectful of how they cover mental health emergencies.
I wanted to cover the question that you were asking the other contestants, which is the question I really want to hear, which is why do you think Donald Trump is going to be president? And the answer is I have created something called a Trump card.
Yeah, let's get into this, because you created a 7-point plan, right?
Exactly. It's a 7-point constitutional cure. Mm-hmm. For election racketeering in the Electoral College. So it's specifically to the presidential election. And the thinking came about for the name based on the game of bridge. Because if you have the winning card in bridge, it's called the Trump card. And in this case, it's guaranteed to clear all signatures of Biden and Harris. It's the closest thing to a living miracle I can even describe. So I a video that's going to put the teeth into the Trump card.
Can't wait to see that video. I'm a huge film buff. I've always wanted to see Ava DuVernay's take on Spaceballs.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, Holly, I want to go to you. If Trump is reinstated, you'll have a lot of Biden supporters who say, look, Biden got more votes than Trump. Trump supporters are stealing the election. How do you respond to that sort of hardline conspiratorial mindset?
First off, that's not the way it is. As it stands, Trump is still in office. We have a dual presidency right now. He never conceded. If you go back to, what is it, the 1871, all having to do with the Rothschilds and being a corporation, the corporation is dissolved. If you knew that Washington, D.C. is not a part of the United States, that London is not a part of the United States, that the Vatican is not a part of the United States. Back in 1871, we needed money, and that's when all of these Rothschilds down the line took over our country when it came to the money and the taxation and the whole bit.
Jewish cabal seems like a tough sell to Biden voters.
When somebody plays the Trump card.
This again?
When you expose the Achilles heel, and I have a video, I'm going to give you the name of it real quickly just so we can have, because it's so new, how Cubans can checkmate America's radical regime. It's going to reveal Nancy's got a Jonestown problem. And it's race-based.
Okay. Well, here, let me
bring down the Democrat Party.
Holy f***. Let me stop you so you don't get canceled. But let's role-play something here. Oh, Holly, I'll pause when you do that.
Pulled it all apart.
Moving on. I voted for Biden, and everyone I know did too, so he must have won. How do you convince me that there are people I don't know personally who might have voted that day also?
You could live in a bubble. I know people in Arizona and certain counties out there, they vote almost 100% for Biden. Well, I should say that people I hung out with out there. But however, I would tell them you need to leave your little bubble and do a little more traveling.
I want to do kind of another show of hands here. So show of hands, have you donated to President Trump's fight to stop the steal?
I did a little bit, yeah.
If you're comfortable saying, Tim, how much did you donate and what do you think he's using the money for?
Well, I live in a fixed income because I'm retired. $10, you know, I would, if I could have done more, believe me, I would have.
Why would Trump need money when he has more than enough cash to fund his Mike Pence beheading operation?
Because it doesn't compare to Soros. Hello.
Okay.
It doesn't compare to the Rothschilds that don't want to lose their wealth.
Yeah.
All want to fund all of this so they can rule the world. It's called the one world order.
Holly, just say Jew. It's faster.
Like Tim, I would have wanted to give anything I could, but you know, we all have bills.
Prices are up.
Exactly. And, you know, we want to help the cause, but at the same time, we just can't give that much.
Okay. Hypothetical scenario that's already happened several times. Trump's reinstatement gets delayed again. At what point do these delays start to get suspicious?
If it doesn't happen, then we got 2024 to look forward to.
We won't even have 2024. If it's not handled in 2021, it's over. We're already communists.
Trump
if we have to walk
years.
Around the world wearing, having a card to say if we're vaccinated,
yeah.
Our freedom is gone.
Okay, so basically it's 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year, you're a communist. Now, again, this is another show of hands, but please only respond if you are comfortable. Show of hands, who here has gotten the vaccine? Barbara, if you are comfortable, how come?
Well, I wasn't going to get it, and I don't have a very good immune system. I just said, you know what? I'm going to get it just in case, because my mom was in a nursing home at the time. And thanks to Cuomo, he mandated positive people into her nursing home. And every week I was getting a phone call saying that 1, 2, 3, and 4 people were dying. And I just, you know, wanted to do it for my own protection, maybe to help someone else, more for my country. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought maybe it would help, you know, to just stop wearing a mask, stop locking us down, stop trying to turn us into a socialist communist country. Mm-hmm. So that's why I did it.
Okay. Well, hey, my thoughts go out to your mother. Holly, let's imagine you just heard someone on a Zoom call say they got vaccinated to protect themselves and their elderly mother. Would that make you want to get the vaccine to protect yourself and further protect that hypothetical person you just heard from?
No, you know why? First off, I wasn't ever raised with drugs. It was always hot lemon juice that you would drink with honey, apple cider vinegar. These are all basics that because my mom was like a Christian Science and never believed in drugs. I always practiced that. Okay. And that's the first thing I do. And also, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and he gives me protection over all of this. I have a weakened immune system. And you know what? I'm on planes. I'm out amongst people, and it's okay. Did I get sick? A year ago, November, I had the worst cold I've ever had. And I made it through that. And I'm going, man, if that was COVID, it was back then. And it repeated again last November. And I can't even believe some of my Christian friends went along with it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're not firm in their faith.
Okay.
And it's like, praise God that he protects me.
Or she.
My fellow bar crawl trolley lickers, I know you rely on me to deliver breaking news to you, but this time, it's the news that's breaking me. On this anointed day wherein our blessed Lord and Savior Donald Cleveland Indians Trump was to be restored to his rightful place as President Immortalis of the United States, nothing happened. As we speak, Biden's army of soulless, silent deuces haunt the White House halls, reversing President Trump's most awesomely misspelled executive orders and erasing his legacy of only announcing legislation that triggers a spontaneous nationwide candlelight vigil. But even worse, it's like everything I was told about the reinstatement by the guy my dad used to hire to sue all his girlfriends was a lie.
Tyler, where are you going? Tyler, come back.
I'm not prepared to live in a world where the thought police demand I believe that the things right in front of my eyes are real. I wish I'd never believed in Donald Trump at all.
Ah! Stop, Tyler. It's me, Rush Limbaugh, your guardian angel.
But where are your wings?
I sold them for pills. You got your wish. You never believed in Donald Trump.
Wait. I can hear out of my left ear. That's the ear that I stuffed a Donald Trump figurine into so that he could live in my head full time.
You're not the co-host of Hot Take. You're the co-host of Beta News with Joy Reid and Tyler Tiny Dick Templeton. You never missed your daughter's high school graduation to throw an Adidas bag over Gretchen Whitmer's head. You never met your wife while getting frog marched out of the Yankees box seats. You even got vaccinated.
No! No! I want to go back! Get me back to my co-hosts! Help me, Rush, please! I want to be unvaccinated again! I want to be unvaccinated again! Wait! I have COVID? I have COVID! I'm unvaccinated! Merry reinstatement! Yay! Hello, Washington, D.C. Merry reinstatement, Comet Ping Pong! Merry reinstatement, water supply spiked with chemicals that make me have homoerotic thoughts! Merry reinstatement, you wonderful old Holocaust museum! Smartwood! Mwah, Kylie! Mwah, mwah, Tori! Mwah, mwah. You're not Joy Reid! It's a reinstatement miracle! I'm so happy! Blessed day! Joy to the world! Ah!
Teacher says whenever a conservative accidentally discharges their firearm into their thigh, Donald Trump is reinstated.
They taught you that at school? Sick! Merry reinstatement, everyone! Except Joe Biden! F*** you!
Merry reinstatement, everyone!
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.